The scripture this morning comes out of the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 45. Genesis chapter 45, I'll begin with verse 1. Just for the backstory, we have a situation, one of my favorite stories in the Bible, I love this one. Joseph is in a situation where God has elevated him to a position in Potiphar's house, second in command. I know a lot of times we look at it like, you know, Joseph had it going on, and yes, he did, but it was more, he was in a position where he controlled everything. He was in a position that he literally could make things happen by just saying a word, and Potiphar's wife wanted to lay with him, wanted to be with him, and he was trying to honor God, and he honored God, and the Bible says that as he ran away, she caught the cloak of his garment, or caught a piece of his garment, and was able to show it to the soldiers. And long story short, Potiphar threw him in prison, threw him in jail. He was there for several years. So we're at a situation that even in jail, even in prison, Joseph was able to get favor with God to the point where he ran the whole prison. So don't let anybody ever tell you because of your situation that God can't control it. God can always get glory no matter what situation you're in, no matter what situation that I'm in. I know when I was in prison for a few years, it only took God about a couple weeks once I decided to give my life to him and focus on him. He had me in a situation where I had the best detail, the work detail in the prison, and God was giving me all kinds of favor. And I can relate to Joseph in this situation where it was still a bad situation because he was still locked up, but God still put him to a place of honor, put him to a place of trust. So this morning, if you or me's not in the financial situation or whatever it may be that we desire to be in, don't give up on God. I want to encourage you and let you know that your surroundings and your circumstances do not conquer the God that you and I serve. He's greater than all that. So the Bible says that Joseph gets the interpretation of a dream for Pharaoh. Pharaoh pulls him out, and there's going to be a huge famine in the land. So all this happens, and obviously Joseph's brothers had sold him into slavery. They had thrown him into a pit because they were jealous of him. So some 13 years later, I believe, when Joseph got thrown into prison, he was 17 years old. And when he got put into a place of honor with Pharaoh running the whole show, he was 30 years old. So we're talking about a span of 13 years that Joseph had to suffer because of what his brothers did to him. Keep in mind, Joseph did absolutely nothing wrong. But he was thrown into a pit. He was accused falsely of trying to lay with Potiphar's wife. So he had a lot of bad things happen to him, but he never gave up on God. So the Bible says that Joseph's brothers, there's no food in the land. There's a huge famine going on for 7 years. And Joseph's brothers have to come to Joseph and ask him for food, but they didn't realize who Joseph was. They didn't know that this was the brother that they had wrongly dealt with. They didn't know that this was the brother that they had sold into slavery and ultimately betrayed, ultimately turned their complete backs on. But God had a way out of no way. So what we pick up right here, Joseph has dealt with his brothers a couple times, giving them food and testing them and these type of things. But Joseph was at his wit's end because his love for his family, his love for his brothers, his love for his dad had to come forth. Brothers and sisters, this morning, a lot of us are facing situations that we've had pain in, or we're still having pain in with our family, our friends, our loved ones. But I promise you that love is the greatest of all. And I love in the scripture what Joseph is about to encourage his brothers to do. So that's where we pick up in Genesis chapter 45, verse 1. The Bible says, "Then Joseph could not restrain himself before all those who stood by, and he cried out, 'Make everyone go out from me.' So no one stood with him while Joseph made himself known to his brothers. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians in the house of Pharaoh heard it. Then Joseph said to his brothers, 'I am Joseph. Does my father still live?' But his brothers could not answer him, for they were dismayed in his presence." Verse 4, And Joseph said to his brothers, please come near me. So they came near him. Then he said, I'm Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. But now do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life. The first point I want to hit on this morning, brothers and sisters, for you and I to get to where God wants us to get to is we have to be willing to forgive ourselves. We have to be willing to let things go in the past, because no matter how hard we focus on them, no matter how hard we grieve them, no matter how hard we wish we could change things that we did yesterday or 2 years ago or 20 years ago, the simple fact of life is you and I don't have that kind of power. But I love God and I thank God that His Bible tells us that His mercies are renewed daily. The very first thing that Joseph told his brothers that had tried to commit murder, they dealt unkindly with him, they turned their back, they completely threw him out of the family out of jealousy. The very first thing he told his brothers is, listen, forgive yourself. He said, don't be grieved. Don't be upset with yourselves, because there's a greater purpose at work. Brothers and sisters, this morning I want to encourage you and let you know that sometimes the greatest forgiveness that you and I can ever show is to ourselves. Because for me, it's really easy to forgive other people. It's really easy to let things go. It's really easy to let things, let bygones be bygones, so to speak. But to forgive myself because I knew I could have did better. To forgive myself because I knew I didn't have to do it that way. To forgive myself because I know that God didn't want me to do this or to do that is sometimes the hardest things that we have to do as Christians. But Joseph knew that he couldn't get to where he was trying to get to until his brothers could receive forgiveness for themselves. They had committed all these sins against him, that he had went through all sorts of hell in his life. But the first thing he wanted them to know is, listen, forgiveness. Love is greater than the sin. And I want to encourage you this morning, because I believe for a lot of us, the thing that keeps us away from God, the thing that keeps us away from those people that God wants in our life is unforgiveness. I've seen people hold grudges for 20 or 30 years. I was talking to a lady the other day and she says, my daughter don't even speak to me anymore. And it was over something so small, so simple, but it was because unforgiveness had taken root in her heart. And when that happens, then all sorts of hell can break loose. I love how Joseph was trying to encourage his brothers is say, listen, I need you to forgive yourselves, because until you can forgive yourselves, there's certain things that can't take place. In verse five, he says again, but now do not therefore be grieved or angry. He's saying, forgive yourselves because you sold me here. For God sent me before you to preserve life. He's trying to tell his brothers, listen, there's a greater calling. There's a greater calling on my life than what you see or what you understand. And yes, I don't love it sometimes that we have to experience life. And I know it's hard when we lose people, or people are in the hospital, or people do wrong things to us, or we do wrong things to others. But when those things happen, I believe God is yelling and screaming at us to forgive and to accept forgiveness. Because we can't be Christians that's able to forgive, yet not able to receive forgiveness. We have to be able to do both. And sometimes I know people that's able to forgive themselves and not able to forgive others, but you can't have just one without the other. You have to be willing to do both. And I know it's hard, and I know sometimes that it takes some time, but what Joseph is about to tell his brothers is going to save hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people's lives. Joseph says, listen, you got to forgive yourselves. You got to forgive what you did in the past. You've got to forget it. You got to let it go, because there's a greater thing that God's going to do for us. In verse 6, he says, for these 2 years, the famine has been in the land, and there are still 5 years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvesting. Verse 7, and God sent me before you to preserve a prosperity for you in the earth, and to save your lives by great deliverance. Verse 8, so it was not you who sent me here, but God. And he has made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of all his house and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Don't just read the story or hear the story this morning. I want you to understand what Joseph is telling his brothers. He's saying, listen, yes, you're the one that performed the action of selling me into slavery. Yes, it's because of you, brothers, that I had to go through this pain and I had to go through these great deliverances and I had to do this for these many, many years. But it was God that saw me through each and every struggle. Joseph wanted his brothers to know, listen, you got to forgive yourself because it wasn't you that helped me on those days that I could barely make it. It wasn't you that brought me into this position as second in command, as only Pharaoh being over me. It wasn't you that did those things for me. It was God that saw me through. It was God that gave me deliverance in the prison. It was God that gave me favor in the prison. And it's now God that has put me in the position to save the lives of millions. Brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you this morning to know that it's God that's put you in that position. It's God that's blessed you above. It's God that has increased your finances. And no matter what anybody tries to tell you, don't be ashamed or embarrassed of what God has done in your life. If God has blessed you financially, don't let anybody hold that over you or try to make you feel bad about that. Just do what God's telling you to do with those finances. If it's God that's brought you into a position that's allowed you to help people and to encourage people, don't let anybody try to hold that against you. Encourage those people and strengthen them and love on them. But the first thing that you and I have to do if we're ever going to have hope is to forgive ourselves. I believe Joseph is saying, listen, I need you to forgive yourself because this trial, because the struggle's not over yet. There's still the work that we have to do for the Lord, but if you're only worried about what you did to me many years ago, you can't see the future. You can't have hope. And I promise you this morning, I believe what the Lord is trying to show us is that, listen, until you receive forgiveness, then you can't have hope for the future. Some of the saddest situations I've ever been in or seen people in or helped minister to people about is people that have given up all hope. It's people that don't look forward to the future. It's people that's ready to give up. Why are the suicide rates out of control right now? It's because that people have given up hope. They don't see a future. They don't see a hope in what's going to happen tomorrow and the next day and the next day. And brothers and sisters, the absolute only way that I believe that you and I can have hope for today and for tomorrow and the days after, if we're willing to receive forgiveness for ourselves and to forgive others, and I believe that it is if we're willing to acknowledge and believe God for who God is. If we don't believe God's able to perform miracles and to help us out of the situations that we're in, then we'll lose all hope. But the good news is, as fast as you can lose all hope, I believe even faster you can get hope. I believe that you can read the scriptures and see how men and women went through many trials and tribulations, and at the end, God worked it out. And I want to encourage you this morning to know that it's not over. I believe that your best days are ahead of you. And I believe my best days are ahead of me because a lot of people preach that Joseph went from the pit to the palace, but they forget that he went from the palace, he went from the pit to the palace, back to the pit, back to the palace. You see, Joseph had an up and down ride, so to speak. But one thing Joseph was always focused on was knowing that God could be there for him. He knew that if God allowed this, then there had to be a reason for it. So this morning, Joseph has told his brothers, listen, forgive yourself. And he explained to them the struggle that they're about to face. And I love verse 9. Because I believe that if we're going to serve God, we have to forgive. We have to have hope. And more than anything, what Joseph tells his brothers right here in verse 9, he says, hurry and go up to my father and say to him, Thus says your son Joseph, God has made me Lord over all Egypt. Come down to me and do not tarry. You shall dwell in the land of Goshen and you shall be near to me. You and your children, your children's children, your flocks and your herds, and all that you have. Last verse, verse 11. There I will provide for you, lest you and your household and all that you have come to poverty, for there are still 5 years of famine. In closing this morning, I believe Joseph told his brothers, listen, forgive. More than anything, forgive yourselves. I believe he said, listen, have hope, because it was God that put me in this situation. And the very last thing that I believe God is screaming to us, telling us this morning, is to forgive, have hope, but take action. Joseph told his brothers, hurry, go get my father. And when you get my father, I want you to tell him all the good things that you see. I want you to testify to the goodness of God. I want you to tell him that I'm second in command of all of Egypt. Joseph wasn't in a situation that nowadays he could have bought a Lamborghini or a Mercedes, whatever or whatever. He had it all. He was like an emperor nowadays. He had command over millions of people, over livestock, over millions and millions of acres of land. He had absolutely everything that a man or a woman could ever want in their life. And the very thing that he wanted more than anything was his relationship with his father to be restored. Brothers and sisters, there's always going to be a void on the inside of you and me until that relationship with our Heavenly Father is restored. I believe the story of Joseph is a prime example that we have to forgive ourselves, that we have to have hope that Jesus will one day come back and get us. And more than anything, we have to take action, because the Bible says faith without works is dead. James said, listen, you show me a man that has faith without works and I'll show you my faith by my works. I believe God is calling us to action. What can you and I do for the kingdom of God? We can forgive others. We can love others. We can encourage others. We can sow financial seeds and spiritual seeds. We can help our brothers and sisters, but we can't do any of those things until we're willing to restore our relationship with the Father. Joseph desired for his father to come down and see him, and he didn't want him just to see what he had. He wanted him to understand, listen, it's a matter of life and death. I want you to come down, Father, because for all those years you provided for me, now let me do the same thing for you. One of the greatest things that I believe we can do as sons or daughters in the Lord is to provide for our spiritual fathers or mothers in the Lord. I believe one of the greatest honors that Joseph ever had and would ever have in his life is the day that his father came to him and he said, listen, Dad, I've got it all under control. I know you've went through some pain, Dad. I know that you've went through some trials, but Dad, listen, you've got to forgive your sons for what they did to me, because it was God that saw me through. It was God that saw me into this position that's going to preserve the life of your people. It was because of Joseph that the lineage of his father could be preserved. It was because of Joseph that people's lives were forever going to be changed. They didn't have to die of starvation because he served the living God. And brothers and sisters, this morning, your relationship with God is just as important as Joseph. You may say, Brother Allen, I'm not saving the lives of millions. That's okay. Save the lives of one. We all have our part to do in the Lord, but we have to be willing to forgive, have hope, and more than anything, take action. We have to understand that people are out there hurting. People are out there with a void on the inside of them, and they must understand that it's only Jesus that can fulfill that void. Money cannot do it. Physical things cannot do it. Drugs cannot do it. It's only there to show us that Jesus is the only one that can fulfill us. And it's good news this morning, because I want to encourage you to know that no matter what your path is or on or going to be, God will not leave you by yourself. These brothers had done everything wrong. They had acted out of jealousy and pain and confusion and tormented their brother. But God still saw fit to rescue them. And they were under a different covenant. How much more is God trying to rescue you and I? How much more is God trying to call us to his kingdom? How much more is God trying to call us into action? So today, if you hear nothing else I say, I want you to know that I believe God has given us permission to forgive ourselves. I believe God has given us permission to have hope. And I believe God has given us permission to take action. That action may be praying for somebody. That action may be helping somebody. Whatever the action is that God shows you, I promise you to know that God has already preserved a way for you and your family. Joseph was awesome. Joseph was a man of integrity. He was a man of faith. He believed God, and he had absolutely everything that he could ever ask for. But I believe that still wasn't enough for him until he put Daddy next to him. I believe it wasn't enough for him until he could be back in relationship with his father. I believe it wasn't enough for him until he could tell his brothers to forgive themselves. Because sometimes when you're in a position that you have everything you could ever want, but you know your family's hurting, it's not enough until they're not hurting. I encourage you this morning to know that your relationship is just as important as Joseph's relationship with God. Let's pray. Father, I honor you this morning. I thank you for every word that you speak to us. And God, I thank you for permission to forgive. God, I thank you for permission to forgive ourselves, for permission to have hope. And God, more than anything, for permission to go forward. I thank you for what you did for Joseph, Lord. But God, I thank you what you're doing for us. I thank you that you're not a God that leaves us alone and is slack concerning his promises, that your mercies are renewed every day. You're a God of forgiveness. You're a God of love. So for my brothers and sisters in this call this morning and that will hear this message, I pray that you will encourage them, that you will strengthen them, that you'll give them a hope, that you'll revive them again like they were in their youth, Lord. I pray that you will show them the way. I pray that you will show us how to serve you better, how to love you better, and how to forgive your people. God, you are who you say, and I pray and I thank you for every miracle you're going to bring our way. By faith, we consider these things done in you, and we love you and we thank you forever. In Jesus' name, amen.